I'd like to share with you one of my earlier poems, The Soul's Landscape. It's special to me for some reason. I carry it with me always. It's about the soul and the body coming together, the way a marriage, two people come together to create something new. In the case of the soul and the body, to create a human being that is both the soul and the body always. That's what makes us human. And so here is The Soul's Landscape. Ah, what the soul gives for shape. To be handled at first at the temples, to be cumbered with cotton, white puffs from plantations in heat, what it gives for the flick, flick elastic on wrists, loose-leaf palms it befriends at its youngest, for the sake of all this and this place. Love me now with your hands, says the soul, half exploring its landscape. Better me with embodiment. Come angle the ribs where they beach into longing. Come finger the oval description of death. Smallest hope for secession. When the room is redundant of space and its walls wish for closure, thumb my corners up, inward, wade your lips to the ridge where they meet, to allow recollection. I must love with the tissue and the gloss that embody cellule, elegy, ghost, danger, languish. All those words out of context for souls, God forsaken, whiplash of the neck. Interim. That's the word I would use the most cautiously. How precarious its hum, ear to earth, plumbing earth, earthwise.